Feature story news in Washington. I'm Simon Marks. A United Nations special envoy investigating the situation in Crimea has been threatened by unidentified armed men and forced to leave the peninsula. Robert Serry was visiting a Ukrainian Navy commander when his car was blocked by an armed group chanting slogans in favor of Russian President Vladimir Putin. FSN's Tom Barton is on special assignment in the Crimean capital, Simferopol.
They told him that they had an order to take him to the airport. He refused to go with them and walked to a coffee shop where he stayed with an ITN reporter as the armed men waited outside. He eventually left the coffee shop, entered a vehicle and drove away to the airport. These men were from the so-called self-defense battalions that are now patrolling all over the Crimean Peninsula and putting pressure on Ukrainian garrisons to try and make them surrender.
The special envoy's departure from Crimea came as US Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov were meeting for their first face-to-face talks since Russia's attempts to take control of the peninsula. Mr. Kerry spoke after the talks broke up in Paris.
We agreed to continue intense discussions in the coming days with Russia, with the Ukrainians, in order to see how we can help normalize the situation, stabilize it, and overcome the crisis.
NATO is trying to keep the pressure on the Russians after a two-day meeting of the NATO Council in Brussels. Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says there will be no meetings of Russian and NATO staff, except on an ambassadorial level, and that every agreement between the two sides will be reassessed by next month.
We have put the entire range of NATO-Russia cooperation under review. NATO foreign ministers will take decisions on this in early April.
From Moscow, a warning. The Russian parliament began debating a bill that would allow the Kremlin to confiscate the assets of Western companies in response to any economic sanctions imposed by the US and its allies. From FSN's Moscow bureau, Daria Bondarchuk.
The head of the parliament's constitutional legislation committee said it is studying whether the proposed measures would be constitutional. But he stressed that sanctions should be mutual and assured that such a move from Russia would correspond to European standards. The rumors of upcoming sanctions have already sent Russian market indexes plummeting on Monday, with local currency hitting a historic bottom. The country's central bank had to intervene and spend some $11 billion to support the Russian ruble.
In other news, the United Nations says one-third of Syria's chemical weapons have been removed from the country or destroyed. The mission has been hampered by setbacks, but the UN says it's still on target for the final deadline for the complete destruction of the stockpiles. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Now, with more on the news that progress is being made with regard to Syria's stockpile of chemical weapons, FSN's Nick Harper reports from our bureau at the United Nations in New York.
According to the head of the UN mission to rid Syria of chemical weapons, Sigrid Karg, the last few days have seen acceleration and intensification of efforts by the Syrian government. But Ms. Karg said this month was essential to the overall success of the mission.
We look forward to see continued progress, but it remains hard work, and the month of March is the critical month.
The schedule has slipped following bad weather, security issues, and claims of the Syrian government dragging its feet. The plan is now to remove all the weapons by the middle to end of April and complete their destruction by the end of June.
Britain may need to implement a sugar tax to try and lower rates of obesity, according to England's chief medical officer. The food sector in the UK says it's trying to reduce sugar content in many products, but as FSN's Natalie Feary reports from our London bureau, the government is poised to take a tough stance.
Most adults and children in the UK eat more sugar than is recommended as part of a healthy diet. And England's chief medical officer warned that with evidence of sugar being addictive, the public needs to be made more aware of its harmful effects. A sugar tax on soft drinks could raise close to the equivalent of $2 billion a year for the UK government. But the Food and Drink Federation said this would hit poor families hardest, adding that sugar content is already listed in a product's ingredients.
The main news again, a United Nations special envoy investigating the situation in Crimea has been threatened by unidentified armed men and forced to leave the peninsula. Stay with FSN for continuing coverage of the crisis in Ukraine, here and on Twitter. You can follow us there at Feature Story. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.